Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Soccer Sense, the sensible football podcast that talks about all things sensible as well as some things not so sensible on the soccer field. This is Tariq joining you this week along with Karan.
Hey guys.
And missing as usual and having gone to Goa after a Manchester United loss is Vishal. So Karan, we think there is some conspiracy going on between the Goa Tourism Board and the Manchester United Board about increasing somebody's revenue at least.
Exactly, we don't know whose revenue though.
By making Vishal travel to Goa every time United suffer a loss to a team which they should not have lost to, a team which they have lost to, a name which you cannot even pronounce or spell.
I'm not even going to try to do either.
So let's just say it was a team beginning with M from Denmark. So let's begin right there this week. We have been talking a lot about United. This is an issue we have addressed many a times. This has been one of United's worst seasons on record by any means that you look at. And yet they are number 5 on the table, but that's because of a quirk of mathematics really, because every other team has been dropping points. And this has been that bizarro Premier League where they've been kind of able to maintain that position. But this is their worst start, I think, in the Premier League.
Yeah, well, I don't think we can call it a start anymore because we're pretty much
towards
the end of the season. It's quite disappointing to see where this team has actually come from. Yes, it would be unfair to really compare this United team, or for that matter, even the David Moyes United team, to the Ferguson era. But having said that, this is not the kind of performances that United should be putting out, regardless of, you know, people who have left the club, because they've spent £230 million. We keep coming back to that, and they're no different from what David Moyes David Moyes' team performed.
Moyes definitely has called out Ian Ward as in terms of the football appointment. He said that somebody who does not have enough football acumen. He did not directly say that, but in an interview he did allude to the point that the CEO does not know enough football at this point.
I guess now these are actually extremely startling facts about a team like United, because as long as Ferguson was there, it was a question of one man running the show. He pretty much took care of everything and he knew when to delegate. Now that he's left such a huge void that they're trying to fill that void by hiring a whole stack load of people to try and fill that void, because that just shows the kind of individual that Ferguson was, that they didn't have to worry about anything.
You kind of see that on the field as well, because Louis van Gaal has been trying to fill positions with patchwork of players rather than the kind of players you would expect a United to sign.
Agreed, but I guess it all boils down to a few of the comments that, when I think about it in hindsight, that is, a few of the comments that van Gaal made when he first was appointed, wherein he said that, you know, this is a three-year plan. He kept stressing on that three-year plan. You kind of got this feeling that, okay, is this... I mean, we're talking about Manchester United, who were the personification of longevity. Now he's here talking about three years. You kind of got this feeling that, does he have no targets post 3 years? What's the long-term plan for this team? Which is something that, you know, I don't think even van Gaal himself was sure about.
So, and just to remind listeners here, the loss that we are talking about does not take United out of the Europa League. They have a second leg at home. It is likely that they might be able to win that leg and still qualify for the next round. But like this Twitter account called Sports Fanatic mentioned on Twitter, saying that from trying to win the Europa League to qualify for next season's Champions League to trying to win the FA Cup to qualify for next season's Europa League, priorities, hashtag MUFC. So obviously we see that these are not priorities a Manchester United fan expects to be set.
Absolutely.
Or not in this order at any rate.
Definitely. I mean, I guess the only thing working in their favour, like you mentioned earlier in the season, earlier in the show, is that every other team in the league, barring Leicester to a large extent, have been so inconsistent that there's still a chance for them to make it to the top four. That is the only thing that they can hold on to. But judging by the performances that we've been seeing over the last few weeks, that is
the loss to Sunderland.
The loss to Sunderland again. That's another. It was pretty poor.
So they've been struggling to string together any kind of set of results, because we had talked about this with Vishal too in one of the shows, where we said that if United have won their game, the win against Liverpool, the wins after that, but Vishal correctly predicted that we are not reading into anything till they at least string three wins together. It has not happened since then.
It hasn't happened because it's more like, you know, you don't know what to expect from this United team as the players are heading out of the tunnel, because you just don't know which United is going to show up. I mean, on a day like the game against Liverpool, I wouldn't say that they were absolutely world beaters on that day, but they still put in a performance which was respectable and they got the 3 points. But then again, against Sunderland,
probably part of the rivalry played, part
exactly
of the motivation, etc.
Exactly.
Which brings us to the question again about this loss to a club which ironically was founded in the year that they actually did the treble. That's 1999. So, you know, it just seems everything related to United this season has been pretty ironical.
It's pretty
including
much...
including Louis van Gaal's management style, which sometimes you do not understand whether we're watching an actual management style or a parody of a management style, or is Louis van Gaal managing this team in some ironical fashion to make a point?
I don't know, because if that's his aim, he's definitely doing it. That much I can say.
It's beginning to feel like the time when you two went through their disco phase. So
it's a good thing you didn't mention the band Kiss.
So it's not like they have forgotten how to make rock music, but it's just that they seem to be for some reason obsessed with a particular style, and
it's not working.
Are
it's
making
a simple
themselves slave to that.
It's just not working. Now the bigger problem for the United is fourth place, as the weeks pass, the top four is looking tougher and tougher, because simply because of their inconsistency, regardless of the fact that teams above them are also equally vulnerable at this time.
And teams like Sunderland, Southampton?
Southampton.
Yeah, Southampton and Liverpool have both crept up on them.
Absolutely.
Thanks to both these results.
Absolutely. And with performance like this and with the situation that they're in, the Europa League would have been a realistic hope for them to make it to the Champions League. But then you see the performance this past week, and added to that, this season Europa League, there are a lot of big teams. We're talking about teams like Tottenham, Liverpool, Borussia Dortmund, Fiorentina, Sevilla are in it, who are the reigning champions. They came through the Champions League route. So it's not a given that United are going to sail through. Let's see if they can sail, if they can at least make it to the next round, by the way things are looking, because goals don't come that easy at Old Trafford these days.
Yes, so if you are the Danish team whose name begins with M and has very oddly placed vowels and consonants, you are thinking you need to come to Old Trafford, and all you need to do is prevent United from scoring, which necessarily is not a difficult thing to do at Old Trafford at this point.
Yeah, that is a point actually.
It looks like to prevent United from scoring at Old Trafford, all you need to do is show up.
Just park the bus.
Okay, so that's about United. The situation does look bad. Speaking of bad situations, Leicester City had a tough loss last week against Arsenal. Led 1-0 through a Jamie Vardy penalty. Arsenal came back into it with an equaliser after Leicester were reduced to 10 men, which became a pivotal moment of the game. Leicester almost fought it out until in the last minute of extra time, with literally the last header of the game. Guess who? Danny Welbeck on his return. Thank you, United.
Welbeck doing something that United have always been famous for.
Scoring and winning the game for Arsenal. Arsenal back in the title race, but more critically, Leicester in no way is out of it.
Absolutely. I think the best thing that Claudio Ranieri has done now, post that game, is given the players a week off, because things working in Leicester's favour now, not just the upcoming fixtures, but also the fact that with the European commitments coming up for Tottenham, Arsenal and Manchester City, along with competitions like the FA Cup and the League Cup, Leicester don't play for another 2 weeks. So basically, all they need to do now is take the week off, get the last game out of the system. I mean, over the course of a season, you are going to have results like
this. And
that's
only their third loss of the season.
Absolutely. You are going to have results where, you know, you feel robbed, or you feel like, you know, you feel like you just got punched in the stomach. You just need to get it out of your system and just continue to do what you've been doing so far, and they'll be fine.
But like we mentioned earlier, that there was a three-game run which you thought would be very tough for Leicester. Our own assessment was 3 points is great.
And they got
They've taken six out of that. I think they can feel pretty chuffed about that.
Absolutely. Definitely.
More importantly, bringing back the point about Ranieri's unusual move of giving the week off to Leicester. I think it brings into focus similar methods that have been tried earlier. You are bringing to mind what Gary Kirsten did with the Indian World Cup winning squad in 2011.
Absolutely.
Different
yeah.
sport, but similar philosophy.
Absolutely. It's because the pressure is going to be so much at that point of time. Because now the expectations are going to be rising, considering the kind of fixtures that Leicester are going to come up. And talking about what Gary Kirsten did with the Indian team when they won the semi-finals against Pakistan. Just asked them to disappear, basically. Nobody knew where the Indian team was. No press conferences, nothing of that sort. Most importantly, he did not keep any sort of like training regimes or training sessions, just probably some light stretches and that's it, because it's at a point right now where that additional practice or that additional training
sessions...
These guys
are professionals.
So absolutely, they're professionals. They know what needs to be done. So it's good to, you know, have this week off and freshen yourself, more than freshening yourself up physically, freshening your mind. Refreshing
and
your mind is what
if you
is more
think back to what Ranieri just did, he probably consciously or unconsciously has taken a playbook or a leaf out of the playbook of Mourinho when he was at Real Madrid, where he gave the Real Madrid guys 3 days off of training after their crippling El Clasico loss at Bernabeu during his first season out there. And he said that you just go back to your families, you just go back to your normal lives and forget about the football game for a moment.
Absolutely.
And come back after that.
And I guess this will actually work in Leicester's favour in a big way, because the players are going to come back refreshed and they're going to be ready for action again.
Okay, so we hope Leicester resume and keep us interested till the end of the season, which most likely is going to be the case. We're going to bring you all of that. But this being an episode where we are talking about all the football after a long break, Karan, we have to address two last things.
Mm-hmm.
One, the Champions League game coming up between Arsenal and Barcelona.
Oh yes, that game.
And the Champions League game coming up between Juventus and
Bayern Munich.
So, Bayern Munich, like the Candyman, if you say the name enough times, they appear directly right next to you.
Oh, yes.
So, which is why Karan was not saying the name. But, so Karan, let's begin with Arsenal and Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is giving Arsenal a prayer. Arsenal have a lot of things on their plate. What do they need to do to pull off a surprise?
Well, the things that you need to do to beat Barcelona are things that Arsenal do not do. In a nutshell, you need to be physical with them, you need to bully them, which is something that Arsenal have never been able to do. But having said that, I think the most important thing is to stay in the tie. Make sure that, you know, Barcelona don't run riot and just, you know, take the tie away from Arsenal at the end by the first leg itself. Just make sure that, you know...
Which is what Arsenal have been guilty of doing in the last couple of seasons.
Absolutely, absolutely. So keep things solid at the back as much as you can. I know that's easier said than done against MSN. But keep yourself in the tie and try, more than anything else, try and delay Barcelona from scoring. Because the more you do that, they will get frustrated.
Because if anything of what we have seen of Barcelona in the last couple of weeks, Messi, who had been looking slightly subpar, of course, subpar for Messi is whoever par for most others.
Absolutely.
Has again come back into his own. And that cannot be good news for anybody.
Absolutely. So I'm finding it very difficult to find solutions for Arsenal here, but I guess that's the only thing that they can do. You know, try and, you know, keep things solid. You know, try and close down Barcelona in many ways so that, you know, they're not given the space to, you know, keep, you know, let them pass it.
As long as the tie remains on an edge at the end of the first leg, I think we can say that Arsenal probably have it.
Absolutely. And having said that, a 0-0 might not be a bad result, though that's a really, really long shot, because it might not be a bad result.
Okay. And we know what Chelsea did at PSG in the weekend, in the midweek rather. They lost 2-1, but they got the away goal, so they kind of go into Stamford Bridge with some confidence.
Absolutely.
Hopefully, for Chelsea fans, it's a reversal of last season's outcome the same stage. Okay, and we have one last thing to address.
Oh boy.
The opponents who Arsenal would now gladly swap, given who their opponents are, and given who they have faced in the previous seasons. Bayern Munich taking on Juventus. Juventus last year's finalists, remember? Bayern Munich desperate to get there. Pep Guardiola's last hurrah.
Absolutely. And
because that's the one thing missing from his cabinet.
Absolutely. And a few underlining factors or a few, you know, inside things about that is a lot of people actually revisiting their old clubs. You have guys like Mandzukic and Vidal who are basically going to be playing for the opposition. But yeah, it's going to be a very interesting tie. Pretty similar to the Arsenal tie, I am finding it very, very difficult to see how Juventus are going to actually pull off anything. But
incidentally, if anything, Bayern Munich have proven slightly more brittle than Barcelona, for example.
That is true. So,
in the longer run this season.
If at all, between the two, if I had to give a better chance to, I would of course say Juventus, although that is still in the bigger picture. A long shot, but
would you put the similar strategy again on Bayern Munich, which is prevent them from scoring? And that's
yes, because Juventus can have their talent after all. They do have the game plan to actually do that. They can get physical if they want to. Guys like Chiellini have this habit of, you know, bullying the opposition players, especially in set pieces.
And a Pep Guardiola team does not seem to respond well. To
absolutely, so they can do that. But the one thing that is working in Bayern Munich's favour is the sheer pace with which they play, and we know for a fact that Italian teams, especially Juventus, do not like playing against pace.
Alright, so those would be the interesting games to look forward to, and next to next week we will be back with another episode which recaps all of this action as well as sees Leicester City back in action. We'll talk about all of that and much more in the next episode of Soccer Sense, where hopefully we will have Vishal back again in the meantime. Yeah. Meanwhile, this is Tariq signing off from this rather super long episode, but we had a lot of stuff to catch up on.
Absolutely.
Along with Karan.
Pray for the black and white, please.
You can remember find us on iTunes. Look us up under Soccer Sense. Or you can also find us on Stitcher if that's what you use for your podcast. We are there at Soccer Sense. Subscribe and listen to us and send in the feedback. Thank you very much. See you guys next week.
See you guys.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.